It's in Mishnah 6, Lagin Shel Chatas, if he has a flask that is to be used for the waters of the and ash of the Paradoma, and Shenaga attaches the Shel Kodesh for Shel Truma, attaches a flask that's going to be used for Kodesh sacrifices or Truma for the Kohanim to eat. So Kodesh and Truma are not purified to the level of the Paradoma. And therefore, Shel Chatas, the flask of the that's going to be used for the Paradoma, Tameh, becomes Tameh, says the Mishnah. They're not guarded as stringently, the other two, not guarded to its level, and therefore they make it Tameh. For Shel Kodesh, for Shel Truma, but the other two flasks that are going to be used for sacrificial meat and for Truma, Toherin, they remain pure. Shneim B'Shtei Yadav, next case, he's carrying two flasks in his hand. One of them is for the Chatas offering, and in the other hand, he's got a flask which is either for Kodesh or for Truma. So in this case, is the Mishnah Shnehin Tameim. They both become impure. Why do they both become impure? Because he is carrying the flask for Kodesh at the same time as the flask for the Chatas. So the flask for Kodesh makes the flask for the Chatas impure. Makes it impure because he's carrying them both at the same time. He's holding on to both of them. Once the flask for the Chatas becomes impure, he now becomes impure because he is touching it. And now that he's impure, transfers the impurity back to the flask for the Kodesh or the Truma. So both of the flasks in this case become impure because of this scenario, this kind of circle of impurity that goes round. And both of them, both flasks, says the Mishnah, become impure. Shnehem b'shnei niyaris, but if he's not holding directly onto both flasks, he's holding them through paper. So he's not touching them directly. Shnehem toherim. Then both flasks remain pure. And the reason being that he's not directly touching the flask for the Chatas offering. And because he's not directly touching it, it remains pure. Therefore, he remains pure. Therefore, the flask for the Kodesh or the Truma also remain pure. Next case, Shel Chatas Binyar, if he is touching, the one for the Chatas, he's holding through paper. V'shel Truma Biyado, but the one for Truma or Kodesh, it could also be Kodesh, is in directly in his hand. So the Chatas one is in paper, and the one for Truma is in his hand. Shnehem Tamein. So now they both become impure. And why? Because he's touching the one for Kodesh, for Kodesh or Truma, it transfers impurity, says the Mishnah, to the other flask, even just because he's carrying it. The flask for the Chatas, even though it's in paper, it still becomes impure, but just from carrying, and therefore he becomes impure, and now the Kodesh flask becomes impure. Shall Truma binyar, but if it's the other way around, if the one for Truma is in the paper, v'shal Chatas biyado, and the one for the Chatas offering is in his hand, then in this case, shnehem toherin. Because he's not directly touching the one for the Truma or the Kodesh, it doesn't transfer impurity to the one for the Chatas offering, because impurity is only transferred off that Truma or Kodesh through touching, not through carrying. So he's carrying it here, but he's not touching it, and therefore doesn't transfer impurity to the other flask. Rabbi Yishua Aimer Shel Chatas Tameh. In this case, he holds no, by carrying it still transfers impurity, and the Chatas one would become Tameh. That's what he would hold, so he would disagree with the opinion that we said above. Yeah, so he would agree with it. Now the Mishnah moves on to the next case. Hayu nesunin al gabah ha'aretz v'naga bahim. If he places them both on the ground, or if they were both placed on the ground, he doesn't place them there, but they're both on the ground. So you've got one flask for Chatas, for the Paraduma, and one flask for Truma or Kodesh. And he touches them both at the same time. Shel Chatas Tameh, the one for the Chatas now becomes Tameh. Shel Kodesh v'shel Truma Toherin, the one for the Kodesh or the Truma remains pure. And what we're learning over here is that the flask for the Chatas offering only makes the man impure through carrying. And here he's not carrying it. So even though it becomes impure because he touched it, that impurity is not transmitted back to him because he's not carrying it, and therefore it's not transmitted back to the other flask for the Kodesh or the Truma. Next case of the Mishnah is Sitan, if he moves both of the flasks without touching them. So in this case, Rabbi Yeshua Matame v'Chachomim Matarin. So the case is, for example, both flasks are on a plank of wood, and he moves the plank of wood. So now he's moved both flasks, but he hasn't touched them. So has this had any effect on the flasks? Says Rabbi Yeshua Matame, he declares them impure, v'Chachomim Matarin. But the sages declare them both pure, both flasks remain pure, and brings the Kati that the halacha follows the sages in this case.